Krishna, this is a very difficult subject matter. To present, because nurturing the relationship with the spiritual master is very individualistic. It can't be imitated, but rather we can feel inspired. So therefore, rather than taking directly from the scriptures, I've collected from the thoughts and experiences of different devotees and try to present small PowerPoint. And we can also follow the morning procedure of the Bhagavatam class by asking different devotees to share their thoughts. Because in one of the purports, Prabhupada explains, why should one surrender and render service to the spiritual master? Why? He raises this question. And he said, unless there is relationship of love, a disciple would not want to render service to the spiritual master. It is not an intellectual understanding. One may have the philosophical concept of guru and disciple relationship, but unless that affectionate, loving relationship is established, like when we were in Boston, there's a magazine in somebody's house, Gaurang Prabhu's brother-in-law's house, and this magazine was the magazine of the Vishwa Hindu Parishad, and there was an article of one bodyguard of Atal Bihari Vajpayee. This person started staying with Atal Bihari Vajpayee almost 50 years back, when Atal Bihari Vajpayee was still an ordinary Swayam Sevak in Rashtriya Swayam Sevak Sangh. He was kind of a leader, but still, for the entire country, he was an ordinary person. Nobody knew about him. So when he saw that he needs protection, he was a high court lawyer and he quit his job and he had some savings. Since then, he has become a shadow of Atal Bihari Vajpayee. They asked him, what inspires you? He said, inspiration is I like him, I love to serve him. That is the principle. Like another devotee was mentioning, before he became a devotee, he fell in love with Michael Jackson. He liked his music and his goal was, I want to be with him. I want to work for him. And even if I don't get any salary, just being with him is my nourishment. He said, even if I get to clean the drums of Michael Jackson, I'll feel real happiness. So we see in the mundane world also, commitment to serve someone. We see in India, especially this rich Marwadi aristocratic family, they have people dedicating their lives generation after generation. The father is dying but handing over the responsibility of his service to his son. Okay, continue to serve this family. So they don't have the philosophy, but they have the concept of serving someone without any motivation. Why? Because there is a love and affection. So therefore, beyond the philosophical reach, this nourishment or developing a relationship with the spiritual master, nourishing our relationship, as I begin, it is the principle of, very individualistic. One may have the facility of serving the spiritual master from very close quarters. Like we see, many Prabhupada disciples, not many, few Prabhupada disciples could actually physically serve Srila Prabhupada. Now it cannot be, general. Not every devotee got that facility. Most devotees did not get that facility. They were serving Srila Prabhupada, they were nurturing, they are nourishing themselves by following his vani. And those who try to imitate this rare few devotees who are getting personal association, in the long run they did not get it, and the same time they did not learn the principle of serving through Vani. Like we were discussing this point, like Bombay devotees are spoiled in one sense of getting so much of physical association. When you are accustomed to something, when you don't get it in regular interval, and if that association is very much on a mundane platform, then rather than feeling grateful and satisfied, you know, we hanker for more. Just like a man accumulated a lot of wealth, he can never be satisfied. He wants more wealth. Why? Because the whole principle is on the mundane platform, if it is. But on the other hand, if someone has nurtured his relationship with the spiritual master, knowing very well that I'm not going to get a physical association. Like there are some devotees out of Bombay. We were discussing this when we were coming back from Mayapur. You know, I know one devotee. He is nourishing himself. He is nourishing other devotees. He said, once a year if I get a glance and one word of my spiritual master, I want more, but I know I would not get. So if I get this much, that is sufficient. So therefore, we cannot have one story to imitate that. But we have unlimited scope in the Shastras and the previous Acharyas to be inspired and to be nourished in our spiritual life. So this is a small presentation. Why someone starts developing a relationship with the spiritual master. First is, inquiry caused by suffering in this world. One time Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was with his group of disciples and he said, actually not everyone in this world requires a spiritual master. The devotees are shocked. Their concept was that we have to tell everyone that everyone requires a spiritual master. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said not. He said no, not everyone requires a spiritual master. He says one who has understood thoroughly that he has to mitigate the suffering of this world and go back to the spiritual world, only such people require a spiritual master. So to understand that there is a Prabhupada writes this concept in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Only those who are sufficiently convinced, they can have this conviction that I need to approach a bona fide spiritual master. If you all remember when Amrish Prabhu came here, he gave one Bhagavatam class and then he gave a Sunday feast lecture. And he began, he said, I still remember so many sannyasis, so many devotees have given lecture. But the way few sentences what he spoke were very powerful. He said, I come from a whimsical family. He said, I come from a whimsical family. Who'd call Ford family whimsical? But he felt genuinely, and eventually when he was talking about Prabhupada, he was crying tears. And then in the afternoon lecture, he said, I have been to that road, to the extreme end of that road. I know everything what is there in that road. Very powerful statement. And therefore, when such people take to Krishna consciousness, it is not superficial. It doesn't stay for some time. It stays for good. So that conviction and seeing so many things happen in ISKCON, all of his money being squandered in one sense, not all of his money, many times his wealth was squandered. But one word told by Prabhupada, you know, you have to do this service to me. You know, that is his life's mission. So he's a saintly person. Even the businessman, but because he has that conviction, usually one may say, okay, I don't want to spend money where I know my money will not be used properly. But still he's doing it. And therefore, and Prabhupada, again, how Prabhupada asked him, Prabhupada did not flatter him. Oh, you are good. You could do so much for the society. You are a Shrestha. He writes that in the Bhagavad Gita purport. But when he met Amrish Prabhu, I think Prabhupada already knew. And he asked him very relevant question, which he never heard Prabhupada ask anybody this question. He said, where is your great-grandfather now? Where is your great-grandfather now? It stuck him. So from then to now, you know, there is a steady conviction in rendering service to a spiritual master. And even in the disappearance of a spiritual master, he's still nurturing his connection with the spiritual master. So this is the first reason why one comes to Guru. Second, strong inclination to practice spiritual culture. Prabhupada writes in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, those who come to Krishna consciousness with an inclination to study Shastra, they have a natural, means they come to the spiritual culture because nobody brings them. They are looking for it. Example, few Prabhupada disciples were looking for some change in their life, including Maharaj also, Radhananda Maharaj. It was not that somebody forced him, you have to do it. Goal's life is to practice spirituality. From tender age, there was some inclination. Going to that Baha'i temple, when he grew up, when he said first thing after he learned driving car, he said he would go to that temple. And he would sit there hours together, huge temple, and meditate upon. So those who have natural inclination to practice spiritual culture, only they can take such an adventurous task of quitting comfortable home, you know, going around looking for God, looking for the spiritual master. And when they choose the spiritual master, they're very serious. They take their time to choose the spiritual master. And when they choose the spiritual master, they're committed for the rest of eternity to serve them. So this is another principle of accepting a spiritual master. Like we were in Kumbh Mela one time. And you know, we were trying to take bath in the Sangam. There are large number of devotees. But some other, they couldn't go to the Sangam. Or they didn't find the right way how to go to Sangam. So Maharaj was desperate. Our Krishnanandu, some other, he found where the Sangam is. He came running to Maharaj. He said, Maharaj, I know where is the Sangam place. So he took. It was a long walk. Almost for 2 hours we were walking. Because that place, you know, is so vast. We walked almost for 2 hours. And there was a huge crowd. It was Magh, month of Jan, very extremely cold. And then he entered into the water. And there are these lifeguards moving about. They don't allow people to go into the deep waters. But actually Sangam is in the deep waters only. Only these big, big Mahantas with their boats, with their followers, they come, they go to that place and they take bath. And you could actually see the Sangam. You could see the Sangam, and Maharaj was swimming there, going towards that place. The lifeguards came. He said, no, you cannot. But by seeing his desperation, they allowed him to go. So he took a lot of, you know, he took bath there and he came out. I said, Maharaj, you know, why it was here also? Why it, you take all the times, struggle to take, even to perform some detailed activity of Krishna consciousness. He said, yes, because for me, not like all of you, you got Krishna consciousness so easily because of your piety. I said, for me, I had to struggle so hard to get devotional life. So therefore, such people, those who are strong inclination to practice spiritual culture, their stories are very, very powerful. Because they take a long austerities, difficulties. And then eventually when they get it, they're stuck to it. They never give up their practice of devotional service. And the third principle, which almost all of us we fall into. Great desire of a devotee to give Krishna to all conditioned souls. This is the only reason which most devotees fall within the ISKCON society. If we analyze, most of us, we had no inclination to practice spirituality. We had some religious connection, going to the temple once in a while, and offering reverential prayers. But only when the great devotee, like in, as Gauranga was mentioning yesterday, the story of Mother Yashoda binding Krishna. Now within that story, this is how Bhagavatam works. That there is Krishna's pleasurable pastime in the mood of Vatsalya Ras. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur repeatedly says Mother Yashoda is binding Krishna because of her prema bhakti, because of her prema, because of her intense love. And even though Krishna's Aishwarya Shakti was there, but when the when he saw the endeavor of Mother Yashoda, then all that potency was withdrawn. Why? Because the mercy shakti was reigning. The mercy shakti came, and that's how Mother Yashoda bound Krishna. Now there's a sweet pastime. But within that sweet pastime, there is also deliverance of fallen souls. So Krishna's pleasure also involves freeing the conditioned soul. Wherever there is pleasure, there is no consideration for other suffering. If you want to enjoy, you cannot consider about other suffering. But Krishna's pastime is not like that. Whenever there is greater enjoyment, you always see that some fallen conditions are also saved. And Krishna, when he was tied to the wooden grinding mortar, he came to deliver Nalakur and Manigriva. And we see Krishna said, actually I have nothing to do with these two people. I have no relationship with them. They are not devotees. But only because Narad Muni had taken a promise, he had given the word that after 100 years of demigods, you will see Krishna face to face. And just to make the words of Narad Muni come true, again in the 7th canto also, Prahlad Maharaj said like this, only to make the words of your devotees come true, therefore you have given mercy to me. That's how Prahlad Maharaj saw. So to make the words of Narad Muni come true, Lord Krishna came and he delivered Nalakur Manigriv. To what extent? The prayers what Nalakur and Manigriv offer, you know, every word of ours, let it be glorification of Krishna. Whatever we hear, only hear about Krishna. And whatever we see, let us see as the expansion of Krishna and bow our head down. Such a change. Just standing as a tree, but because they had received the mercy of Narad Muni, and not because of their accord, because of Narad Muni's accord. So therefore the third principle, as we all know the story of Prabhupada. You know, Prabhupada was asked, Prabhupada, we have no qualification. Prabhupada said, yes, I created your qualification. It was the desire of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. First it was the desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Srila Prabhupada. Most of us, we are here to practice devotional life. And then also some people come to Krishna or to a spiritual society hoping to get some material benefits. In the purport in the Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada writes this. People come to Krishna consciousness society with some material desires, and when their material desires are fulfilled, then they don't find any connection or relevance to continue to come to devotional life. They may approach the spiritual master also. Therefore, one devotee said that reverential mood towards a saintly person is good. In India, especially, to have reverence to the spiritual master or any saintly person is quite a common thing. But he said greater than reverence is obedience to the spiritual master. Reverence can be very superficial, a Hindu custom, which everybody does. Most people do it. Even those who are non-devotees, if they see, you know, and by seeing a saintly person, they'll bow down. It's a very powerful statement. He said, reverence is good, but greater than reverence, obedience to the spiritual master. If you have the obedience to the spiritual master, then progress is guaranteed. Simply having that mundane reverence will not do. One has to go beyond that. So these are categories of spiritualist based upon these previous four principles. Surrendered and sheltered. The surrendered means the first two people. Those who are suffering in the material world, and they conclude by saying the suffering, this is not the right place. Like we have the story of Lala Babu. You know, he simply heard few words. Prabhupada writes again in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, you know, that how he surrendered. Like the story is that he was going for a walk and he saw village women fetching water in the well, in a common well. And one lady was telling another lady, Tada Todikor Vel Jaben. Tada Todikor means do fast. The time is passing. Now what is it? The lady is telling other lady, you know, you finish fast to fetch water because I have to fetch water. He overheard that statement. He said, what? The time is passing? I'm just spoiling my life here. From Bengal, he came to Vrindavan. And then he built his huge temple. He sold all of his property and built the first marble temple, actually one of the, you know, other than the temple what we have, in the other corner of Vrindavan, where Narottam Das Thakur's deity is there, Radha Braj Mohan. He has this huge temple, Lala Balbu's temple. So he came looking for a spiritual master. And then seeing such a devotee, you know, the story is that the guru was not offering him initiation. And he would not tell why he's not offering initiation. Usually when we have to stop someone from getting initiation, we have to give explanation. You know, why you need to stop. Next year you'll be getting initiation. If you don't give that explanation, then they feel despondency, moroseness. But the principle is that the guru would not offer him initiation. And he would not ask, why are you not offering initiation to me? He was thinking, why my guru is not? What is wrong in me? And every time he would approach, he said, some other time. But he would not tell him why he's not offering initiation to this Lala Babu. He was praying to Krishna. And the lifestyle he chose was live on begging, madhukari. He would go from house to house. He had chosen 5 houses. And there was one house in between this 4th or 5th house. He would skip that house and go to the last house. He would not beg in this house. Why? Because that house was the house of another landlord from Bengal. He had a rivalry when he was a landlord in Bengal. So he was avoiding him, you know, consciously. Then Paramatma gave him the clue why your guru is not initiating you. He didn't get an explanation letter. He said he got the clue that a guru is not initiating because I'm acting as a beggar, but still I have a lot of pride. I'm avoiding this person. So one day, you know, with great determination, with humility, he approached that house and he knocked at the door and the servant came out. And when he saw Lala Babu standing at the house of his rival landlord, the servant was shocked. He ran inside. He said, Master Jesse, who has come? Lala Babu has come to beg from you. And simply hearing that my rival landlord has come to beg, he knew Lala Babu had become a devotee. He came running out, got lots of fruits, lot of jewels, lot of money. He came to offer it to Lala Babu. Lala Babu said, I don't want this. What I need is your forgiveness and mercy. And he extended his jhola. He said, please offer me. And both of them embraced each other. And Lala Babu, when he went this time back to his ashram, he was going with great happiness. When he approached the ashram of the spiritual master said, today I'm going to initiate you. That is the best way to take initiation. Which has nothing to do with management. Which has everything to do with the commitment of a disciple and the testing principle of the spiritual master. When the disciple passes, the spiritual master on his own, he offers this initiation. And therefore, Lala Babu is in the pages of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Even though it doesn't belong to our sampradaya, Prabhupada makes a point to write about Lala Babu in one of his most important books, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So that is the surrendered devotees. They make their choice to look for a guru. And second, the categories are sheltered devotees. All of us, we fall in that category. Sheltered means, like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur talked about balam rice and ghee. We have been fed lot of balam rice and ghee of affection all the time. The spiritual master, to such an extent, he has to get involved in all of our matters. Mundane matters, just to entertain us on a mundane platform also, that we can continue to keep relationship with him. So that is the responsibility, or he takes that onus upon himself, the spiritual master, to save the conditioned soul and keeps on giving that shelter for many, many years, many, many time. And then they are very, you know, sensitive devotees, sensitive spiritualists. If they don't keep getting such kind of association, their spiritual strength becomes very weak. Prabhupada writes this in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So therefore the sheltered one, but both of them, one on his own gives the ashray, spiritual master gives the shelter, and another one actually surrendered to the spiritual master. And those who surrender on their own, they make progress rapidly. And those who always need shelter, their situation is very precarious in one sense. As long as the shelter is there, they'll continue. Like one devotee, when Prabhupada left from this world, he was flying. I think our Mahavishnu Maharaj, the older Mahavishnu Maharaj, told his story. He said when Prabhupada departed from this world, one devotee, he came back to the place wherever he belonged to with his danda and bead bag. He said, now I'm stopping to chant and practice renunciation. He said, why? He said, now how can I practice? Prabhupada is no more. So his strength to practice devotional life was only based upon the continuous physical shelter of the spiritual master. And this kind of nourishment is not at all very stable, because eventually one has to live off the physical association of the spiritual master. But both, the ashraya vigraha is required. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that the five samskaras for giving shelter, the spiritual master, either way, like we see, again, it is based upon the experience of many devotees. Those who practice Krishna consciousness very much on the sentimental platform, as long as that sentiment is prevalent, they're getting that circumstantial situation, they chant, they associate with devotees. But some or other, if they're taken away from that situation for whatever reason, for marriage or for business, for whatever reason, then as fast as they were practicing without understanding the philosophy as a social norm, with the same speed, they don't practice. And they don't find the difference between these two. That is the problem. They don't find the difference. Like some devotees are telling, one devotee stopped practicing devotional life, young devotee. And he's asking other devotees, are you still continuing to chant? Do you still practice the principle of not eating onion and garlic? This person used to be a devotee coming to our temple, but he's asking this question. Why? Because in the first place, when he took to devotional service, it was not based upon philosophical understanding. So therefore, what does the Shastra do? What does the Acharyas do? Either you come out of sentiments or you come out of your own accord. You have to go through the principle of accepting proper samskaras. If the samskaras are there, then our foundation in spiritual life become very strong. And then our nourishment with the spiritual master increases. The first principle is tapa. Tapa is called as repentance. Guru gives the knowledge, and by hearing the knowledge of the spiritual master, we recognize that I come from a bad background. So there is a repentance. One tapasya is actually doing tapasya, but another tapasya for Vaishnavism is that you repent. And that repentance cleanses the anarthas of a practicing devotee. And then second principle, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, a spiritual master offers, marks on the body. The Sri Vaishnava and Madhva Vaishnava, they actually have, stamp, fire stamp. But we Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we use marks on the body, 12 places, plus the Mahamantra. One devotee gave the explanation, what does it indicate? When Guru gives the tilak, or he gives that knowledge, or the mudra is given, it is to show to yourself and to others, now this is the property of God. If some property, and if there is no mention about who owns it, that property is always exploited. People play cricket there. Like in South India temple, there is a temple in South India in Hampi. And this temple, there are no deities. And there is no protection. And we saw, unfortunately, the dogs were passing stool in the Kirtan Mandap. And people were gambling there. And young boys and girls were having their love affairs. Why? Because now there is no ownership to that property. So that property will be exploited. So mudra is the concept of, what does it indicate? Now this is the property of God. And any outsider coming will be prosecuted. That is the principle. Therefore, this Vaishnava mark, putting all the time, is such a powerful principle. We are informing others, I belong to God. Nobody can exploit this property. And others should also know, this property cannot be exploited. And a pundra or mudra, both. And third is Naam. Then the spiritual master gives the holy name, the Mahamantra. So all these things, you know, the guru is offering the shelter. He gives the name. And the aspiring disciples start chanting the Mahamantra in the association of other devotees, and he keeps making progress. And the fourth one, he gives mantra. The mantra means especially Gayatri Mantra. And Gayatri Mantra specifically for, you know, developing greater qualities of Brahmana. That means becoming aware of internal cleanliness. What causes contamination of the internal cleanliness. And giving him the principle of external cleanliness also. What kind of food we eat. What kind of people we associate with. What kind of environment we go. Now sometime, for a conditioned soul, one who has just come to practice devotional life, he cannot make this discrimination. But as we progress and we have received Gayatri Mantra with knowledge, then this discrimination comes, as Maharaj is mentioning today. You know, one is to not make any discrimination. One is the platform of Mahabhagavat. It doesn't make any discrimination. But the same attitude can be there, saying no discrimination, but that is the nature of a conditioned soul also. For him, he doesn't have a discrimination between sin and not sinning. Like Murugari, can we call him Mahabhagavat? Because he was not making any discrimination. Killing or no killing, killing or half killing. So Narad Muni, seeing his condition, he said, don't kill fully. He raised this question. So what is the difference between full killing or half killing? So when the knowledge is given, one develops discrimination of good and bad. And that is very good for a practicing devotee. He has to have a discrimination. Because we cannot practice a Mahabhagavat platform in the material world, having a material platform also. Then we will compromise and water down the Siddhanta of Krishna consciousness. So therefore he gives that mantra to develop a Brahmanical qualities. And then the last one is, it's Yaja, or he gives the process of worshipping the deity. A deity worship or any worship, seva is offered to a practicing devotee. So in this way, Guru actually offers shelter. Any other thing what Guru offers is simply to bring such a devotee or a person to accept, at least on the mundane platform, some relationship with the spiritual master. Because he has to develop some relationship. But eventually, unless the spiritual master offers this five principle, a person who has come in contact with Guru will not continue to stay in the association of the spiritual master. So therefore, Yaja, it's deity worship basically. So he offers that principle. This is wrong in spelling. So then he offers this fifth principle. And in this way, when a disciple is sheltered by the process of Krishna consciousness, then he keeps on nourishing his relationship with spiritual master. And that's what we see. Most devotees, like in Pune Yatra, when Niranjan Maharaj was asked, how much association did you get of Srila Prabhupada? He raised. He said, zero. Never spoke even once. And I think he didn't even receive directly initiation from Srila Prabhupada. Means Prabhupada did not give him the beads. He sent his name through a letter. Somebody else, you know, his authority. Sometime even Prabhupada would not chant on their beads. Their sannyasi, his sannyasi disciples would chant. And they would choose the name. And they would send it to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada would just, you know, pronounce that name, and he said, okay, I'm sending this name, and you can chant on his beads and perform fire sacrifice and get initiated. That's how they were initiated. Almost most number of devotees. But then those who took this process very strictly with great discipline, not only they committed, but they became leaders of our society. Most of such devotees. So therefore this principle of nurturing our relationship with spiritual master is not at all a mundane activity. It has to be based on the principle of the process of Krishna consciousness, and that is the real shelter offered by the spiritual master. And when we accept that shelter, either we come looking for a guru, or guru comes looking for us. Both way. But the process is the same. And those who practice the process properly, they not only nurture themselves strongly, they get the ability to nourish other people also. Hare Krishna. I'll stop here. Any questions or comment, or want to share something? Any questions or comment? Now again, the process has to continue. What other process you have to rectify yourself? Repentance is, you know, passive rectification. Passive is active repentance. And what is the process? Process is the Krishna consciousness. Even if you slip, trip sometime, you don't have any other process. Prabhupada says, our repentance is what? You don't keep repenting by not doing. You know, sometime when we were doing book distribution, especially in the companies, people say, you know, I can't touch the book because abhi main meat kha ke hai. They'll say like that. And from a smarta point of view, yes, you should not allow them to touch. But from higher principle point of view, how else we come out of that unless he touches Bhagavad Gita and start reading? Just like in Moscow, in one place, devotees were distributing books. And some other this devotee happened to go to a slaughterhouse. And he saw a butcher covered with blood. His hand gloves were covered with blood. And this devotee felt, what should I do? He said, I'll only show him the book. And he showed him law of karma. When he saw that law of karma, the butcher was very much interested to buy that book. But the devotee fell in, what should I do? If I give this book, it was a heavy book. Immediately he'll be caught. He'll know that his consequences will be very, very dangerous. But that man was very eager to hold the book. So devotee said, anyway, I will give, because Prabhupada's knowledge is so great, he may stop. So before taking the book, the process began. The man washed his hands. You know, he cleaned the gloves. So he realized that I should not touch this book with my bloody hand. And then he took that book. He just, you know, turned few pages and said, I'll buy this book. He took two books and then he paid more than what normally people buy that book for. So that is how Krishna consciousness is. You can't say, no, wash your hand, get out of the slaughterhouse, then only you can touch the book. No, the devotee takes that risk. I said, no, you continue to practice the process. There is no other solution. Usually that's what happens. We think, okay, because I'm acting like this, there is no point in wearing tilak. There is no point wearing in kantimala. There is no point in wearing dhoti kurta. No, still continue doing it. Let people call you hypocrite. But still do it, because that's the only way it will solve. Otherwise, you know, giving it up because I'm doing this, first I'll rectify this mistake, that will not work. The process is the only works, and therefore you have to continue to practice the process.
just to add to this, Pundra. Okay, what is the other name for that? Mudra, yeah. So when I was reading in the Srimad Bhagavatam, when Putana attacked Krishna and Krishna was saved, then after Krishna is picked up from Putana's body by the gopis, the first thing they do is they start offering tilak with gobar, with cow dung, all over Krishna's body. And few gopis are offering that tilak and all the other gopis are chanting all the names and everything. So it's like series of 7-8 verses where it is described how Krishna is provided protection by the gopis. So the tilak which we are wearing is actually called Gopi Chandan. That means it is the mud where Krishna and the gopis had pastimes near Dwarka. So the potency of that mud is also to be understood. It is carrying that purifying and protective potency of the gopis also. It is not just ordinary mud, it is Gopi Chandan. It is the mud where Krishna and gopis played and had pastimes together. And all the Gopi Chandan which is bona fide comes from one specific talav called Gopi Talav. So therefore, that has certain potency also to protect.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, what is the difference between, you said that sometimes the guru goes looking for the disciple and in another thing, the disciple goes looking for the guru. So what is the difference and what benefit do these two people get?
As I said, both receive the same process. The process of Krishna consciousness is the same for both parties. But those who come looking for the spiritual master because they are convinced there is suffering in this world and they are wanting to practice spiritual culture, their conviction and their determination is much greater. They are like solid rock. No situation can deter them from practicing spirituality. And then with that, if they get a bona fide spiritual master, you know, they make such a tremendous progress. Like when we were in Rishikesh, you know, we see there are many bona fide spiritual practitioners. Their process may not be bona fide, but there are bona fide spiritual practitioners. Like we had to do some research work. We went to one ashram, and this person, one is a spiritual practitioner, 90 years old, and he doesn't practice devotional philosophy, but practices Gyan Marg, but hardcore, genuine spiritual seeker, practitioner. So we are discussing that in Krishna consciousness, you see, only sincerity doesn't count. They are sincere. You can't tell them unbonafide people, bogus people. You know, this person is a hardcore, sincere person. But still, Mahaprabhu's mercy goes beyond sincerity. So how much more we have to take it so seriously? Even though he's practicing Gyan Marg, one of his favorite verse of this saintly person is Trinadapi Sunichana. He invited Maharaj to give lecture in his ashram. He's a yogi. In 90s, he had invited him. So when Maharaj went to give talk, Maharaj asked him, what should I speak on? So he said, speak on Trinadapi Sunichana. So Maharaj spoke on Trinadapi Sunichana. And after that, Maharaj said, the conclusion of Trinadapi Sunichana verse is to chant Hare Krishna. Otherwise, there is no point of humility. So let us chant Hare Krishna. And it said, you know, this verse was taught by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And his style of chanting Hare Krishna is to dance. So everybody, you know, like shocked because they're all yogis. Always meditating on their nose, eyebrows. And they're sitting tightly holding their ground. And when Maharaj started chanting, the Swami, the main, their guru, he got up and he started dancing Lala Chaitanya, back and forth. And seeing their guru dance, all the disciples got up and they were having a fun, nice kirtan. So how can somebody call, you know, bogus, rascal, unbonafide? You know, he's a genuine person, very sincere person. And he said, Maharaj mentions in his book, Maharaj met him in 1970s. He says that ritual of spirituality doing morning and evening, that is okay. That is good. But in between those time, how do you deal with people? That what makes you real spiritualist. He said the ritual of chanting, ritual of worshipping the deity, a ritual of studying the Shastra, that's okay. But in between, the gap is there, between the morning hours and evening hours. What is your conduct? Of course, ultimately he was born in a Vaishnava family, but some or other, you know, his mercy of Mahaprabhu did not come upon him, but his sincerity cannot be questioned. Why? Because he was looking for God. He was looking for God, and then when he was living to go to God, he had sisters to take care because the parents had died. Amazing. And he felt, you know, have my sisters, they have to be married. But the call of God was so strong, he had to go. So he asked his sister, look, this is the call of God. It is so intense, I have to go. But if I go, I know it will be difficult for you. What should I do? If you want me to stay and take care of you, I'll do it. Both sisters were crying tears. He said, if we hold you back, we would be so selfish. Just for our mundane purpose, if we hold you back, he said, we are so selfish, you go. You fulfill your desire. They send them. Such a amazing sincerity is there. But still, Mahaprabhu's mercy is so rare, it goes beyond sincerity. So therefore, how much more seriously we have to take this mercy, which has come without we asking for it. So therefore, in the sadhana bhakti, you know, bhakti has to be practiced with knowledge. One has to have the knowledge of the Shastra. If the knowledge of the Shastra is not there, then our devotional principles, which we are practicing because of good environment, we do it, but when you are out of that environment, which will happen to us, then we don't do it. And we ask question, oh, you are... No, they don't feel they are missing Krishna consciousness. They adjust with a normal materialistic culture so easily that you wonder what kind of devotional service they are practicing. Then you realize, oh, it was only sentimental. Because the mother was doing it, the father was doing it, the friend was doing it, therefore I was doing it. There was no conviction born of philosophy. And therefore the Shastra that. So we'll stop here. I think it's time. We have many issues to discuss. Right? Many things are there. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. A note from Sitanath Prabhu that please tell all your counselees that those who are supposed to give all the disciples of Maharaj writing Vyas Puja offering, please write your offerings because they start working on printing one book for Maharaj. I think last time Krishna Chandra Prabhu also said sometime devotees feel anyway he doesn't read it. So what is the point in writing? But it is not enough our business. Our business is to, you know, express our feelings in a written format. That is another process, and we should just do it. And then Paramatma is there to reciprocate with us. So please hand over your offering to... I think everybody has the email address. Yeah. You can... Offering 2007 @gmail.com. Offerings. Or Amol at Bhakti Ranga Hospital.com. No, it's all Indian. Bomb. Indian devotees can directly send it to. Hare Krishna. So our Braj Bihari Prabhu will present the book distribution fever. We have seen all over our temple, Dadar Evergreen, where Rishikesh Anand Prabhu is actually in the fever of book distribution, and he missed Mayapur Yatra because he was arranging, you know, working very hard every day. 2 days back they were loading a truck load of books And whole night they couldn't sleep because they had to load. So there are 1 lakh books, Mahabik books. And we have to distribute. One devotee told me to inform devotees that when you come to distribute books at the bookstall, the score of those bookstall belongs to the temple. That is not the score of the counselors. Your quota has to be distributed out of the book table area. You know, one counselor's son told me, he said, please inform, because many times counselors send their books with their counselees at the book table. So please note this. These are not your books. These books are the books of the temple score. And you have to do your quota, whatever is set to you. Hare Krishna.
I just wanted to add one more point. Start nahi, abhi Prabhuji ne bol diya na. The main point was actually Gopal Krishna Maharaj last year. He showed how we can get very high targets. So there was one gentleman he preached to, and this man purchased 45,000 Bhagavad Gitas. One man. And then he gave it in the offices. So we were thinking there are two ways of getting our target of 1 lakh. One is we can have the slogan which we advertised, a Gita a day. Everybody does one Bhagavad Gita a day. So if 2,000 people do 30 Gitas in a month, 60,000 we can easily cross. But also another thing we can do is many of our devotees are working in offices and they have like bosses or managers. They can approach them. And many of them themselves are bosses and managers. So if they can, if we can request them or, you know, present to them that if you can buy a large number of Gitas, say 200, 500, and then gift it. Because many people say we have or we're not interested. So if we can present it as a gift item also, that will also be a very nice way of presenting. So if we can encourage our devotees. Yeah, that's true in one sense, but...
This month we are only talking about distributing books.
1 lakh. Okay.
How you distribute, what to do with the books, that is not different. Just distribute books. That we discuss the rest of the 11 books.
Yeah, we're trying to make in all languages available. Hindi, Gujarati, English and Marathi. So these four languages will be the main languages. And other languages also, we have a few. Tamil, we have a few. But prominently, Marathi and Hindi... And English and Gujarati will be second. They will be equal. So I think Shyam Charan Prabhu has sent that price list. All the counselors have been sent a price list.
My question was, the special discount rates, do they apply starting from 1st December? Because if we decide to start distributing before 1st, can we distribute at the same rate?
Yeah, we can distribute.
We should start saying that on the occasion of outside people don't know.
Discount hai na, 70 rupees. Nahi. Thoda bada, jyada rata hai.
We use this technique.
85, 90 rata.
On the occasion of Gita Jayanti, we are distributing books on a discount price. You start doing it not necessarily from December 1st. Nobody inquires there.
Actually, we have... For devotees many of the devotees tell their counselors that we want to distribute books, but we are not sure how to do it. So last 2 months, we have started a training seminar. Every Sunday, we would call different devotees. So today also, few devotees will be coming. And next Sunday, because it will be the 2nd of December and we'll be just starting. If you think some devotees, some leaders or some devotees who can take up initiative in your counselee group, they can all be called. Each counselor calls some devotee and we can have one last seminar. One kind of talk where, and also some techniques we can share more for the devotees feel inspired to take responsibility for their counselee group also. Even if 2 devotees per counselee group come, you know, that will be very nice.
Okay, Gaurapur wants everyone to commit.
All the counselors to commit. How many books? We'll begin with Bansidhar Prabhu. 10,000 books, Aribo.
Huh? 15
Oh, Krishna. 10,000 Mahabig books and 15 Bhagavatam sets.
Just now we are coming for Bhagavatam class at around 8:45. One phone call came. Hesitatingly, I spoke it. Then his name was Ramachandran. I said, okay, I will prepare to give you a tip, provided it's a barter exchange. He said, what? Our marathon is going. Please help Prabhupada. I would like to have a Bhagavatam set from your side. He said, no problem. We come and deliver tomorrow. So it is possible, you know. When the phone call comes, our motive should be how to push these books from today onwards. Let us not wait for December 1st.
We don't have tips now.
So I will give you. So yesterday, His Grace Gauram Prabhu came and he was nicely discussing about his Leela, Damodar Leela. So here, he gave a clear instruction for Belapur congregation that 10,000 books can be sold. So we will, we, you know, rise to your expectation. And it will be done, don't worry. Hare Krishna.
You said it will be done.
You don't have to match Bansidhar Prabhu's score. Yeah, we have taken permission in different train stations. Dadar, VT, Churchgate, Malad, Kandivali, all these places. Mira Road. That is extra. You have to separately distribute books. Oh, there are many. Bombay is almost 2 crores. And we have only 1 lakh. This is how much? Less than? Half percent. Yeah. Yeah, IOS, they have, their target is 10,000. Huh? And the bus party is how much? Bus party, I think also 20,000 target. They are going to Bihar in the land of Lallu Prasad Yadav for 1 month. Yeah? Part of the 1 month. Shadam Sakha Prabhu, we'll begin like this. No questions, huh? Now, ladder targets.
100 Mahabig. 100 Mahabig books.
If you give less target, then they're there.
200.
Two and a half thousand.
Five hundred.
How many council is?
One thousand five hundred.
No, this is a promise. Less, anything extra comes is a bonus.
500.
So 200.
500.
We have kept a meeting in Nasik yesterday, last week. Well, I'll just think it over. I'll see it. 100.
500.
500. 300.
One Bhagavatam set, minimum, and 150. A very small group of counts, please.
Two hundred.
150.
100. Hundred.
1,005 Bhagavatam sets.
500. 500.
100.
250, and CC is available in Hindi also, Prabhu, one devotee wanted. 250 plus one CC. Yeah.
Prabhu, 800.
800. Hare Krishna. I'm talking about total score, not just Mahabik. 5,000 pieces of literature and 5 Bhagavatam sets. Except, yeah, okay. Without BTG. Yes. No cheating.
Prabhu, I have a suggestion. If we can have these dispatched at the counselors, residence, then when we have in front of our eyes, we will see that it is gone. I would suggest you just unload and send it. In some higher cases, I'm not trying to say that you send dump 10,000 in his house or 2,500. But these 500 and 200 and 400 should be dispatched to the residence of the counselor.
Done.
Aji, we have Bhagavatam in English, Marathi 4th canto, Hindi 12th canto, Gujarati 12th canto, Kannada 10th canto, Kannada we have till 10th canto, Tamil we have, Telugu we have, few cantos. CDs, huh? You can distribute your drama CDs. Oh, hi, ek CD hai. Bhagavatam kaha hai? Yeah. I saw yesterday with Radha Gopinath Prabhu. I think it's there. Okay, okay, we'll do it. Write down one promotional CD banaya tha na Bhagavatam ka. I saw yesterday only. Every counselor should get one CD. Yeah. Every day we announce score. The counselor, what we do is do stall wise and the counselor wise, group. Yeah, group wise. That is extra. Ahituki seva. Pure devotional service. Yeah, whatever you want. Yeah. You just, Brajbihari Prabhu and Rishikeshanand Prabhu. In the godown, the devotees are there. You know, if you inform them, they will arrange. We will see. We don't know what language. We have English. Hindi also. Okay, good news is that our one of the historical book distributor, Navin Nirath Prabhu, who was world number one for many years, is coming for a few days here. And one evening on the Sunday, 9th Sunday evening, 8th is Saturday, 9th is Sunday. Sunday evening 9th, he is going to give a book distribution seminar, you know, for everybody in the temple hall. So you can ask your counselees, yourself, attend a seminar, because he was distributing for so many years and he was world's top for almost 9 years. In one day, they distributed one time alone. It's not like giving it to company. Harinamanand Prabhu and him. And the record is Harinamanand Prabhu's record. There are 945 books, Mahabik books, in one day. You can imagine how fast he was giving books. And on the street, huh? It is not in some company. Actually going around in the shops, on the street he was distributing books. And his number, I think he distributed about 900 big books. Yeah, he is a minister for book distribution, Navin Nirath. Yeah, at the age of 27. Yeah. In any language, in any country, he could distribute more than 100 books a day. Very less. The whole target is very less. Only 38,000. Yeah. So take their target.
Permission from an office for this credit thing. So from whom to take the official letter? Who will? From Jagannath Prabhu. Okay. Who's the signatory authority for that? Who's you?
Can sit in a circle, much easier to. Abhiram Prabhu, we have, I think all of you know, Vyas Puja of Radhanand Maharaj will be conducted on the 8th of December, Saturday. And all the devotees should be there before Maharaj comes to the Vyas Puja ground. Venue is Govan football ground. Not the last year's ground. The Govan football ground is near VT station. Abhiram Prabhu will send all the map. You have already sent? He will send it within 1 or 2 days. So this is close to...
Where we had Prabhupada festival last time. Means we should not say Cross Maidan. We should say Govan's. Actually, Cross Maidan is separate, but for the Maharaj reference, that same ground. Yeah, same place.
Yeah, all the devotees should be there before 8 o'clock. No, so that all of us are there to welcome Maharaj. Like in Mayaputra Yatra, everyone was waiting till Maharaj comes to give lecture. Then everyone was coming inside. So at least for Vyas Puja, it should not happen like that he comes and we start coming. It's very impersonal that we should be there before Maharaj comes. So we'll send the schedule, but you inform all your counselors, they should be there before 8 o'clock. And yeah, we'll announce that also. And second is, you encourage your counselors to give gift in the form of cash. That is what? Otherwise, just a big load for the servants to clean up. Ultimately, if you see, it's all the gifts which are 99% of those gifts Maharaj will not use at all. In one sense, it's a waste of money. But if you can give directly money, it can be used in so many projects. So if they want to give any gift, they should give gift in cash. That's what we had discussed last time also, just to remind them. And third is, in our EC meeting, since Puja is a very private affair between the guru and disciple, it is not a Mahasatsang program. And so therefore, we decided that this time only initiated devotees will be able to come for the Vyas Puja celebration. Only initiated devotees. So we will be giving coupons or cards to your group. Those who, you know, have all the list properly based upon whatever Shyam Charan Prabhu has received, the bona fide list. Based upon that list, we will give the coupons, printed coupons. You have to give it to your counselors. Only those devotees who have coupons will be allowed inside. Because last year we saw, as far as our calculation, there were at least 1,000 people who are not supposed to be there. They just came. Or people said, why don't you come? No, it's not a Mahasatsang program. So, and if there is any exception for this rule, like there may be some very close relatives. Of course, we are not talking about children. Children are anyway allowed. But other than that, if there are some close relatives who said, okay, and I want to bring them because they know Maharaj, even though they may not be initiated, we want to bring them, then you can always approach, you know, Gaurangpur and myself. then we will discuss about it. It's a very strict rule. Now, outside Bombay, we are sending coupons from here only. Yeah, only based upon those who are already in the list, because we have a data of about 700 aspiring disciples who are supposed to be initiated. They'll be allowed to come. And those who are already initiated, they will be allowed to come. And we will only send that number of coupons. And those who receive the coupons, they will be allowed to come. Yeah, any questions?
The husband may be initiated and wife is yet to be initiated. And what happens? Both will come?
There are some devotees who may be writing offerings for Vyas Puja, but they are not invited for the Vyas Puja. So how do we handle that?
they're coming in. That's okay. But anyway, what Govind Prabhu said, that in case you feel that there are some strong case for exception, you can always check with him. But the most important is that please make sure that nobody comes unless you have scrutinizingly spoken and then checked with them.
If they specifically ask, then what do we tell them? If they...
Abhiram Prabhu, we don't know if they were chanting 16, we'll discuss that also. But similarly, seeing that, you know, how it was Prasadam, team has to be glorified for their hard work. But still, you know, serving 4,000 people and more, it is a difficult. Doesn't mind doing it, but if they are not interested to be there, if people are forced them to come just for sightseeing, and that should not be encouraged. It has to be very...
For out of Bombay, then you have to be also very specific about, you know, the family members, because if they all come all the way here and then you tell them, you know, this person is not invited, that person not invited, then problem. So if you have a list, or you can just write coupon, say okay, this person and his family, then that's a different issue. Or else they'll all land up here and then you may have to send.
Come, and any extra member of that family needs to have another coupon also. You can't bring 3 person with that coupon.
Okay.
1 person for one coupon. Yes, 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 yes.
And what about the children then? If they
children,
come,
no coupon. No coupon. Radha Kunpur will be standing there on the gate for your information.
You can also, you know, there may be some who maybe you feel that they may be aspiring for Maharaj in future, but this is a yearly festival. So, you know, it's not that they've missed out forever. Then it starts now, then they'll have for the next 20, 30, 40 years. So anyway, if there are any who you feel strongly deserve to be there, you, but they're not initiated yet, then please check with him. And the coupons will be given next Sunday?
Coupons we'll try to give before next Sunday only, because we want
Sunday. So counselors will be individually contacted? Yeah. No?
Next Sunday.
So we need to tell you how many numbers, or because how will you know?
Based on the database, okay, which we have.
So that means, but you
no,
may
initiated
sense
names. Huh. Initiated names. So some of the old people who have not yet updated, they may get missed. Because last 3 years, every initiation we have been very up to date. Yeah, before.
But also, you may sense that there are some who may anyway turn up. So please make sure that they don't get embarrassed. So if you know that who are likely to come, then you may have to discreetly tell them that this is only against coupons. Because it will be very embarrassing if they come there and they're told that...
Again, just with that person, That's what you said that. We'll try to give it on Thursday, Friday. Before your council meeting, the cards will be.
But in the council meeting also, you have to be discreet because you have some more initiatives. So you may take the occasion, but not obviously do it.
Yeah, yeah. In your council meeting, you know, because you can announce.
Yeah.
Since many are Radhanath Swami's disciples here, so we have Vyas Puja and the policy of the temple, policy of his disciples, those who are conducting this program, is that only initiated disciples will come. And we are not responsible, you can say also, that you are not blamed. Yeah. those who are not initiated, those who are not in the list, they will not be attending.
So publicly we should make it very clear that it is only those who are initiated. Now if you find that there are some who very much, yeah, don't say that there may be exceptions. That you know, then you first check with him and then you can take it on. Shyamchand Prabhu, before you go to Bihar, those who are not present today from the counselors, make sure that, you know, they get this. Because but mail ke, those who may not be looking at mails will have to just find ways to... You remember in March or April in our counselors' meeting, we had already said that, you know, in 3 months' time, by June or July, everyone was going to be proficient in using only emails. So now, because it, though it may be an austerity, but it will be impossible for us to communicate with all the members. So communication will be only by email, and it will be requested that we develop the habit of immediately responding and telling him that I've noted or I've got it or I'll do the needful. Because he doesn't know whether the other person has read it or not. He's just sent out. It's a one-way traffic. And then he can't be checking with 58 counselors.
Yeah, criteria to be a GBC is that they have to have access to email. It means everyone has to have a laptop. So at least you may have your email account and keep opening your email account from the mailbox and keep reading it. Yeah. Unko farak nahi padta. Doesn't make
That's good. Response needed. Urgent email sent, response needed. It's a good thing. That would be, yeah. And about Prasadam, you will let us know. About Pune Yatra, there was one point that the dates are known, 24th to 27th of January. So next Sunday, which is the 2nd of December, we will be making the formal announcement from 2nd December onwards. But the point to be noted now is that 6th of January Sunday, that means about 5 Sundays after 2nd when you announce, 6th will be the last cutoff date for submitting the forms. Anyway, as every year, the refunds are available in full if they come 1 week before. So that will be mentioned as a date. So we can encourage those who are even having some chance of coming that they better take the form, and then you know they would be eligible for refund. After 6th, because they can still come, but then they have to manage their own accommodation. So accommodation-wise, if they want, then it's before 6th January, they need to know. So this will be told, but I'm just giving a kind of advance intimation. Yeah.
One more announcement from the... Maharaj only, same, directly. When he was coming back from Mayapur, Gaur Gopalpur and other devotees had gone to pick him up. And in the car he was mentioning that, you know, many devotees, including brahmacharis, they come in the brahmachari ashram and then loiter near the bathroom, near his bathroom, you know, hoping to talk to him. And he said he made a very disgusting face. He said, they don't give me chance. He want to do my private work. There also they surround me. I think I should keep a earthen pot to perform my duties and throw in the middle of the night so that I'm not bothered by, you know, people standing there. He said, that makes me very sick. And so therefore, he said, see that nobody comes to that area. You know, even brahmacharis they should not be standing there. He said, nobody should be standing. In fact, he said, make the policy that nobody other than those who are staying there, the residential devotees who are staying there, other than that, nobody should come inside and cause, you know, embarrassing situation for him. Because if you are standing there, then he has to greet. If he has to greet, then there is disturbance to his whatever activity privately is supposed to do. So he said, that's a very bothering thing, very sickening thing. So he wanted this to be discussed. And please inform your counselors also that they should not be coming into the Brahmacharya Ashram except on Sundays where they are coming to Gaurnita Hall to hear, not near his bathroom area. Still, they should not be accumulating in that area.
One more counselor's name, name to the counselors is being proposed, and this is under discussion, and the EC has recommended and is for your approval. That is Paramhans Prabhu from Mira Road. It was approved earlier, but it was left pending really to discuss with him some of the, you know, his other responsibilities. So that was cleared by Madan Prabhu. So I think all of you know Paramhans Prabhu. So does it meet with everyone's approval? Then we can welcome him in our way. There you go. Balkrishna Prabhu wanted to speak for a minute.
I want to tender my apology. I seek forgiveness from every one of you regarding that the picnic we had. There was portion of my offering, it was not appropriate for the occasion. And it is not intentional. So I hope everybody will forgive me. I will learn a lesson. Hare Krishna.
Any other issue? Let me see what I missed. Honey. The counselors' picnic had thrown up a very interesting session about the challenges to counselor system. So it has taken some time for various reasons to get all the data back to Shyamchand Prabhu, so now he's ready to send it again before he goes to Bihar, please. He'll be sending it to all the counselors. You remember, we had formed groups, and out of 17 topics, 6 topics were selected as most important. 6 groups were formed. There was a lot of interesting and very useful inputs come in, but we felt that all of us were only involved in one group. So we may have, many counselors may have a view on the other items of the 6 only. We'll take 6 first because the remaining 11 we'll take up later because it is too much to take. So of the he will circulate the details, and then if we have we have 1 month to respond, either in preferably by mail, you know, to the RGBS secretariat, or if you can send to anyone one of us directly. If you wanted to add something, question something, modify something, so that say in January when we meet, we could then really come to specific actions collectively. So what we want to do to really bring some improvement in our whole counselor system. Because it covered a range of things, on monitoring and the sadhana, training, etc. So it was a really very comprehensive discussion. So please do go through it. Again, it will come only by email. So you'll have to look at your emails to, you know, go through the points. That was one. And on this auditing or Jagana Rath Yatra? With a lot of love and affection, he's just stopping to. In a traditional style.
So this was regarding the Rath Yatras that we have at various places. So recently we had one at Arthur Road, and now there is one that is planned in December at Dadar. So in order to provide transparency, because it is very important that, you know, we are completely transparent as far as the collection of money and the expenditure is concerned. So one suggestion that we you know, discussed at the EC, we would like that all the accounts are audited by one of our congregation chartered accountants. You know, we have Krishnadas Kaviraj Prabhu, or we have you know, so many other chartered accountants like that. So they can be approached through us. You know, so Abhiram Prabhu or myself, you know, we could give you the names of the CAs who could be locally responsible. You can submit their documents to them, and then they can prepare a audit report, which they can give it to us here in the temple. So this would ensure that, you know, the transactions are all above board and transparent. Yeah, so all Ratyatras, Bhagwat Saptas, you know, big programs, wherever there is money collected from the public. Yeah. Just a matter of information. So wherever you all require any support, you can contact either Abhiram Prabhu or myself, and we will give you whatever inputs are required. Also, what we have been doing for the Ratyatras is a special service. There are people who would like to give donations to the Ratyatra for conducting the Ratyatra, but then the Ratyatra programs as such don't have a tax exemption. So then they approach us. So they give a check in the name of ISKCON, and we keep separate accounts only for that particular activity. The expenses in respect of that, the bills, we tell them to obtain in the name of ISKCON. So the income and the expenditure gets matched. And then to that extent, they get more revenues, because there are people who would like to give only if there is a tax exemption available. So that facility is also being provided in the temple.
Last point concerns one devotee, which is, so we have, it's an unfortunate situation, but it needs clarification, and we have tried to, those who are involved were trying to just keep it to only those who, I mean, that, so it doesn't spread as such. But because now there is compelling need, because there's misunderstanding also being caused, this concerns Venugopal Prabhu, which I think most of you know him as a devotee for many years. As you all know, he married Tulsi Prem Mataji about 8 or 9 years ago, six, seven years ago. And now what came to light recently, perhaps 6 or 7 months ago, or 8 months ago, with conclusive evidence, which even he confessed to, that he has had homosexual tendencies, and which were there from before marriage also, which he has acted upon perhaps several times. I mean, at least some are quantified, some are not known. And perhaps this was this came to know maybe a year ago. And, you know, Tulsi Prem Mataji has really responded in a most admirable way. Even though she could have, because she has really suffered emotionally also. He has emotionally also tortured her in many ways. But she stuck with him. She said, I am willing to live with it, provided he makes an effort to change. And because Radhanand Maharaj is also aware of it, many other devotees, some of the other devotees were also involved, and they tried to help. And she was fully willing. But, you know, he has not been cooperative at all. And he has tendency to tell untruths. And the matter, unfortunately, has now come to a stage where it just cannot work, and they will be now moving for a divorce. You know, Mahaprabhuji is helping to on the legal side. So naturally, she is really suffering for totally no blame of hers. In one sense, we can say it's purification, but we can say that this person has really spoiled her life. But why it come has needed to be brought to your attention is because Shridham Prabhu has mentioned that he has come across several instances where, you know, Venugopal Prabhu has been talking on the phone or meeting people, trying to galvanize sympathy. So he's not telling the truth, and he tells, you know, now we have tried to come, and then many of them have tried to come and talk to Shridham Prabhu to understand the situation. So on one-to-one, he has tried to explain what the situation is. So it was then felt in the last few weeks that it's better that all the counselors at least are aware what the situation is, and perhaps most of you may have heard something or the other. If it is to the contrary and you want to clarify, you can do it. If you already know, then that's fine. But that is the occasion, and the idea is not to spread it too further. At least you should know what the truth is. And secondly, if you know someone who is anyway very close to him and who needs to be then told, then that's your discretion. Otherwise, better that we don't mention. But if someone does come and ask you, then at least you know what the situation is, you know, what the facts are. So, would you like to add something?
And of course, one more thing is many people are approaching Tulsi Prem Mataji also asking about him, which is extremely embarrassing for him, for her, I'm sorry. And he's right now under guidance of, you know, as we have decided, going through, decided that Rohini Kumar Prabhu is guiding him just so that his spiritual life, to whatever extent, can be taken care of. So he is the only person guiding him on what to do, what not to do. But in the last 10, 15 days, we have seen that he has been speaking to people, and he has been trying to, you know, seek sympathy that I have done a mistake, but devotees have been very harsh with me, and so on and so forth. So, you know, we should, the, today's class was a brilliant class. We can apply this compassion along with proper, you know, institution rules. This can be both, because, you know, he should know that he has done a, you know, the type of unfortunate thing that he has done is very grave. I know details are not even worth mentioning here, but it has been very, very gross and very unfortunate. So, you know, we should definitely not... series of events utilizing our devotee property for this unfortunate things that he did, and so that's was quite unfortunate. So so we need to you know, many times devotees have responded him in a way where he feels that devotees are still supporting him. We are supporting him for his spiritual life, but at the same time we should definitely make sure that he knows that what he has done is a very big blunder. Now a couple of instances it came to my notice that he gets a feeling that with all said and done, devotees are still with me, which is right in one sense, but he thinks that, you know, people will forget what he has done, and so that should not be the case. We should definitely, we should really reform very strongly from this. Maybe Govind Prabhu would like to also add.
Just like we told Rohini Kumar Prabhu has advised him not to come to the temple because it's too good to communicate with people. You know, he can win over people and tell stories which are fabricated. And he asked, can I go to Radharas Bihari temple also? He said, no, go, don't go there also. He said, don't attend any council meeting. Don't go to the temples. Just keep. So he's keeping in touch with Rohini Kumar Prabhu. So Rohini Kumar Prabhu is taking care of his 16 rounds. No, that is the only thing he can manage. And we don't know about the regulative principles. But at least that much he is in touch with Rohini Kumar Prabhu. So that's all. And as Krishna Chandra Prabhu said, there is no need to inform your counselees in a formal meeting. But only if they come and says other than what, you know, the what you heard from devotees, because there is most likely chances. Because he didn't confess, he was caught. So therefore the tendencies are still there to lie and hide what he has done. And so therefore this had to be told to the counselors. Even talking to Rohini Kumar Prabhu, it's kind of, you know, he can take advantage, but he's, Rohini Kumar Prabhu is quite sharp. He has told him and, you know, stopped all of his activities on a physical platform to coming to the temple, either Ras Bihari, Raja Giridhari, or Radha Gopinath, or attending any public function where he has to interact with devotees. So this was what has been decided. Now you know that he has, you know, he may attend. That time you don't ask him to leave. He may attend after the function is over. You tell him, you know, henceforward, it is better for you. Just follow what Rohini Kumar Prabhu has told. You can, devotees can tell that. Just follow what Rohini Kumar Prabhu has told. And inform Rohini Kumar Prabhu. That's all. Rather than we telling him, don't come henceforward. You just tell, you know, just inform Rohini Kumar Prabhu. Just follow the direction of him. And then you inform immediately Rohini Kumar Prabhu so he can talk to him. No, therefore he's personally giving, ultimately personal attention is getting better than he mixing around with people. Because that will lead for him to become more deceptive. He will not take the advantage of that association, rather he will take disadvantage. So for him to, you know, be honest and good, is best he doesn't associate with devotees. So personally he will do. But if he comes suddenly for satsang, I would not throw him out immediately. But after the program is over, best is informed, better you follow what Rohini Kumar Prabhu has told, and inform Rohini Kumar Prabhu so that he can tell him not to come and associate, go for such program. Feedback. Yatra feedback. Actually, first we are going to Maharaj, give him the feedback about whatever EC knows, and then come back to the counselors. And next meeting we will discuss Yatra.
So, sorry.
So, because we didn't travel too much by bus during the yatra, we. So there is some money that is remaining from the yatra, you know, because there was a lot of saving on account of the buses. So what Govind Prabhu is suggesting is that we would first discuss this in the EC, and then the next councillor's meeting we could deliberate that at the councillor meeting as to what is to be done.
I think we discussed this last time about Janmashtami collection, but one or two observations which are really quite amazing. I just recently, when the final tally Abhiram Prabhu sent, I said, now what do we conclude on? So, of course, the total amount has far exceeded our budget. Budget was 1 crore 7 lakhs, which itself was very high, but it has gone to 1 crore 37 lakhs. So, that is amazing. But what was actually amazing is that the Janmashtami collections, 1 crore 37 lakhs is one, but it is so widely spread that it actually gives us hope and confidence even for the book distribution. You know, I'll give some instances. For instance, let's say, you know, Dayal Chandra Prabhu had last year collected, say, 7.5-8 lakhs, and he was given a target of 10. Not only he's gone to 13.5, but then if you add Jai Jagdish Prabhu, who was last year with him, that's another 1.5. So actually, they've crossed 15. There are at least 5 or 6 instances like this. So what's coming out is the new counselors who have come, whatever they've added, that is not detracted from the original. Like Muralidhar Prabhu, he was given a target which was a whole of his about 4 or 4.5. I think his target was 5. But that time he had Siddhama Sakha Prabhu, Madan Murari Prabhu, and Satyanayan Prabhu. Now he has gone beyond 4 to 6, 6.5 lakhs. And in addition, if you take the other, so in other words, last year's 4 has gone to 9. Similarly, Bansidhar Prabhu's was with Nitya Krishna Prabhu. So Nitya Krishna Prabhu has remained at 3, and this is another 6 lakhs. So if you go to see the erstwhile group, Shidam Prabhu, his own collection is about almost 8 lakhs plus Pradatya Prabhu's 3 and Mukund Prabhu's 2.3. So if you add that, in my case also Anand Gopal Prabhu's another 4.5 lakhs, Bansi Gopal Prabhu's in 4.5, and mine 9, so now it is, you know, 17. So really what is coming out is that the more we decentralize and the more devotees are encouraged in any project, it's amazing. We are underestimating the strength of our own councilees or congregation, you know, if we really motivate them and take it to them and ask them to be part of it, it's quite astonishing. And I'm just giving you 4 or 5 instances. It is really, really widespread. I think every single case, you know, people have really gone way beyond. So not only we compliment them on Janmashtami, but also I think you may use this reason to also tell them on the book distribution that if you take it up, you know, we may think our own contribution is not big, but actually it really, really helps a lot. Everyone pitches in, and 2,000 people actively on the streets, you know, can make a major difference. So I think the target can be used, so you can use both the kind of examples. Yeah. Coupon, we normally used to distribute about 14, 15 lakhs, and then about 5 lakhs would be returned, and 10 lakhs would come in cash. And still about 1 or 2 lakhs till March also we would need to, about a lakh, lakh and a half is still not either come in or in coupon form or money form. This year, almost 17 or 18 lakhs has come in cash, whatever was returned has been returned, and only about 40,000 is left, which we will individually follow with the congregation councilors. So, you know, in all respects, I think there has been a lot of attention. And all this because Gaurang Prabhu started the whole process in May, when he said, okay, we must have a committee, and we it's a fact, isn't it? He took a major initiative in April or May and said that, you know, we must really get everyone involved and do it more systematically. And I think then everything started. So,
I think the we always have this conjunction of Yatra and Book Marathon every year. We always go out in Karthik and the Book Marathon just follows. So that's to the advantage of book distribution program, because in the last council meeting, we use this as a, you know, as a means to fire up people more. I said, we have got so much from the Yatra. You have gained. But to really receive in spiritual life, you have to give. You can't really receive anything in spiritual life unless you have the principle of giving is against material principle. So unless you extend yourself and give out your time and energy and your contacts in doing book distribution, you cannot really assimilate that mercy which you have gained in the Yatra. So actually, it will be a means of asking people to reciprocate with the mercy which Gornitai, Guru Maharaj and Prabhupada have given us. So we can use this as a, you know, as a means to keep people fired up, because the tendency is to, you know, after the Yatra, we all tend to go down and we get back into our routine activity. But to keep that in a sustained way, people will feel more obliged to serve and do something practical, because it comes after the Karthik Yatra. So it is actually a good thing to use every year.
So I'm giving this list of commitments to Sridhama Sakha Prabhu. So that will be announced in the Sunday feast. Like that.
So that there is no way to back out now. To put it back. But what about those who have not yet been present today? So they, I hope they come to hear that before the. Total coming to now. Like Hamara total, to you're not tampered with that. Means you've taken the same. Same, okay.
Yeah, I mean, the devotees were suggesting that the second part of the drama festival, because it's meant for more of the relatives and other people whom we want to preach and cultivate. If it could be shifted towards the weekend, then obviously we'll have.
Yeah, we're not drama. Getting dates, unfortunately. Bharatiya Vidya Bhavan, all were over. I mean, no date was available. Okay. And Birla Matrushi, only these two were available. And then December marathon was out of the question. And then January, the thing is, then the later we go, the more difficult for the participants. You'll have to have that many more rehearsals. So this is much easier. That was why we wanted to finish in November. So next year, ke liye, there are some options. We are considering whether, you know, if you have a much larger hall, that is, Shanmukhanan has to be explored. Yeah, but that has to be explored, you know, whether for dramas, you know, how practical it will be. If it is, then that solves the problem. So this year, it was a reaction only. Huh?
Okay.
Yeah. So actually, Rohiniandan Prabhu, after this drama is over, then he and Sridham Prabhu are going to contact you anyway, because you know the owner well. And you know, if that person can actually allow some of the directors to come for maybe 15-20 minutes to examine physically at any time, they say, and you know, even to test out the sound system, you know, because we are not professionals. But if that works out, then clearly that would be. Yeah. And also, when there's no program and they can just come and walk around on the stage and speak, these two things could help. Fine, then it's 1 o'clock. I think devotees will be waiting outside for the hall then. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. About December meeting, then should we keep a meeting in December? Though the marathon is, we'll continue. No, our date is 25th. 25th is Sunday? No, 26th, I think. 26th is a Sunday. So then we'll carry on. Yeah, we'll keep it on. Yeah. He's the one who wants to...